When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the EDH Rec Room. This is a supplement to the regular EDH Rec podcast, but you know, it's the Rec Room. It's a Rec Room. It's a place for the more casual conversation about the topics of the day. I'm joined, of course, by Matt. How you doing, buddy?
I am good. I just thought there was no way that we would avoid this topic.
Oh my goodness. I love that even in casual conversations, you will bring up these horrible dad jokes.
See, even in casual conversations, I will force any bad pun and wordplay.
And Dana, how are you doing, man?
You know, I heard Matt's pun and I have no idea what you're talking about when you say it's bad. I thought it was perfectly cromulent.
So I've got dad puns on one side and weird verbiage like cromulent on the other. I thought this was supposed to be casual conversation, you guys.
Just because it's casual doesn't mean it can't be informative. Like, I didn't know that cromulent or whatever Dana just said is a word.
I believe it's an old Simpsons joke where they have bad textbooks in the school that have made up words in them.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains a lot about you, Dana. Anyway, guys, what is it that we are talking about today? What's our topic going on here?
Well, we already told you we're going to talk about some snow.
That's the irony, isn't it? It's just like I always have that typical intro where I'm just like, guys, what is our topic of the day? And you've already alluded to it like 80 times. Yeah, we're talking about snow. Kaldheim is bringing back snow covered stuff like snow lands. There's snow creatures and snow spells. And we wanted to get our thoughts down about them because I wanted to make a snow pun there, but I'm not nearly as masterful about that as Matt is. You've caught me in a weird mood. Snow puts me into a weird mood. I see snow and I want to just hole up inside my warm home.
Well, the weather outside is weather. And here in Colorado, we have plenty of snow.
All right. So, Matt, how about you start us off? Because I think it might have been your idea for us to do this topic, actually. Why is it that we want to talk about snow specifically as it relates to EDH?
Well, I mean, there's several reasons. I think all three of us had our own kind of motivation for wanting to tackle this. But basically, Kaldheim as a set, one of the major themes of it is snow. Snow spells, snow permanence, and that includes snow lands. And that's snow lands specifically is where a lot of my kind of bugaboo with the set comes from. But I know both of you two also have kind of your own nitpicks about snow and the it's, you know, it being a mechanic in the set.
Yeah. And already right off the bat, I'm kind of like, oh no, here's another podcast where a couple of dudes complain about some stuff in Magic. How original. But like, I don't know, off the bat, I do kind of want to say that Wizards has actually solicited feedback from the community about how they think snow has been handled. So that is kind of what we're doing here. But I guess that's kind of me getting ahead of myself. Dana, how about you? Where do you stand in relationship to the upcoming Blizzard?
I quite like snow as a mechanic, in theory. However, the reality is, I think between, you know, we've had it twice before, Ice Age and in Cold Snap. And now in relatively rapid succession, we've gotten snow mechanics in Modern Horizons and now again in Commander Legends. And I think those have pushed us over the top to the point where snow lands are just strictly better than non-snow basics. And I think that's kind of a problem. Like, it's not a game-breaking problem. It doesn't cause balance issues with the format or anything, but we've just hit this weird point where they've printed cards that are better than basics with no downside. And that has, I think, kind of skewed some aspect of the game. I'd like to kind of maybe talk about that a little bit.
Well, talk away. I'm fully signing on with that. I completely agree. I don't know if I want to bring out my Joey's on a soapbox moment necessarily. But yeah, I've got really similar thoughts. And I get maybe listeners can hear it. There's a little bit of a downtroddenness in my voice. And I'm just like kind of disappointed because I feel like this was a thing that didn't have to happen. It's not like a huge dramatic thing, but it's like a small thing that could have been avoided that they chose not to. And I'm just like, why? Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yes, primarily the problem is aesthetic, which seems like a silly thing to complain about. But we've just now found ourselves in a position where we've gone from having hundreds of actual art choices for the basics you pick for your land. And that's something that people do take kind of seriously. Like, people do make a big deal out of the basics they select for their deck, regardless of the fact that it doesn't really affect how the deck performs. But we've now hit a point where it kind of does, because if you're not running snowlands, you are very, very slightly, but still a measurable amount, setting yourself back.
Right. And it's in small ways that some listeners may not be familiar with, especially if this is like, if you're a little bit newer to the game, and you've never encountered this whole snow thing before. It's kind of like, wait, what? Why? And the thing is, just like, if I am playing basics in my deck and I'm not playing snow lands, I am giving away information to all of my opponents that, hey, there's this suite of cards that I'm clearly not using in my deck, because those are snowy sort of cards. Those cards count the amount of mana that would require snow in some capacity. For example, Graven Lore is an example. It's a blue card that came out, and if you've paid snow mana into this spell, you'll scry more. And it's also just like a regular blue spell that you can play without that, but like, there is no cost to me not playing snowlands in my deck and just like hinting that I might have that card in my deck. So that's kind of what you mean by no downside, and there's a lot of different spells that fit that mold.
Right, and there's technically, okay, I we say no downside, you know, we did just get a card in Kaldheim, Redain, God of the Worthy, that makes snowlands come into play tapped. And it's a decent creature as well. So like, that will see some play. You know, there's a few old hate cards that no one's going to play. Cold Snap, Avalanche, Wake of Destruction, to name a couple. But like, no one's going to play those for the most part, just on the off chance that they can kill a few people's basically or shut them back. So there are answers, but they're not answers that anyone's going to probably run specifically to deal with snowlands or to discourage you. And even if they do, what are the odds you see that card? Like, the downside doesn't offset the upside. So there's a downside, but like, it's not a measurable one for the most part. Additionally, I don't know how we fix this, or I shouldn't say we, I don't know how WotC would change this. Because the same problem that exists, let's say they printed a card that was, you know, a one mana white spell that said destroy all snow basics. Are you going to run that? I don't think I do. Like, because it's going to be a dead card too often, and you don't want a dead card in your deck. And maybe it also creates a feel bad situation too. Or let's say it just turns all snowlands into non-snowlands, so you have to like worry. I still don't know.
Well, that is a card already, though, Dana. There's already, true. I believe it's a red enchantment that it's like melt or something like that. Yeah. But it turns all snow lands into non snow lands, basically. But
like, is that worth a card slot under any circumstance?
It's not.
Yeah. So like, I don't know how this is fixable either. I don't know how you turn the dial back on this.
I mean, I like the point that you made, and that's one of my biggest frustrations too. Is you're almost incentivized, or you're disincentivized to not do it. Like, even. Yeah. Like, the bluff equity that you gain from doing this, there are plays from Icewing Coatl that showed up in Modern a lot where people would have an open fetch land, and if they would fetch out a snow basic, for example, the Coatl would have Death Touch, and like, that made some weird interactions in the Modern format. But now we're getting that in Commander, where we're kind of like, as a format, it's meant to take a break from making those always correct decisions, and like, it's almost incorrect now to not be playing snow. And I don't like that the decision's kind of being made for us. That's my biggest frustration. And then and artistically, that for me, Commander is all about expression. I like to play decks that make me feel things. I like my basics to kind of express what I'm trying to do with the deck. And just artistically, like you said, there are 20 plus years of basic lands and that WotC spent a lot of time and effort cultivating, like the full arts, like the Theros Pokemon Energy full arts, the Zendikar, all that stuff. Like there are so many special basic lands. All of those are invalidated. And like, it sucks. Like, honestly, like everybody, you're incentivized to either buy the OG basics from Ice Age or the Cold Snap, or now the Kaldheim ones, or I guess the Modern Horizons, like you said too, but you're taking 20 years worth of basic lands and all these awesome arts that people love. Like, people love crafting that, you know, finding the right basics for their deck. And that's all thrown out, and you have four sets to pick from now. And like, I really don't like that this decision was kind of made on behalf of the players, because yeah, everything is incentivized and there's no downside. That's the thing that stinks the most, is that there is almost zero downside to playing Snowlands. And it really bugs me that everything was kind of done on the player's behalf when, like, a lot of players didn't like that. Like, it used to be that, like, you could play extra planar lens and exile right. your snow basic and you get a special benefit. Now, moving forward, like, you're going to exile a regular basic and that's going to be the counterplay.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to galaxy brain somebody by doing that.
Well, so I think there's... I sign off on nearly every single thing that you said there, especially the disappointment with, like I just bought Veronique Maynaud Islands for my Elegeth deck. It's my mono blue. Like, I loved it. And I love her art on those islands. It's just so beautiful. And I wanted to splurge on that deck and make it mine and make it beautiful. But now there's that new Graven Lore card that came out. And it's like, oh, well, I guess I kind of would be silly not to play this card. It's Scryes. Elegeth is my Scry Sphinx. I would draw a bunch of cards here. So I guess I'm not going to be playing this very moving piece of artwork anymore, where I wanted to express my love for the deck and make it personal. Now it is kind of wrong for me to play my favorite art. That's like, whoa, what? I'm not sure if this is necessarily the kind of thing that's going to catch on, like, right away. I feel like this is the thing that will, like, be more of a creeping chill than a right away type of thing. Like, I don't expect any huge overhaul of players to, like, suddenly shift over to snow basics. But I do also sense in my deck building that it does feel largely you kind of have to, or you're wrong not to. I do think that there are actually some commanders where it does feel wrong not to, like Elegeth. I can't see a reason why an Elegeth deck at this point wouldn't play snow basics to rep that card potentially, or fight tribal decks like Naoth of the Dire Hunt. Like, that's probably a commander that now should use snow basics over regular basics, because there's that new Blizzard Brawl fight spell that grants indestructibility. So if you're playing a fight deck, well, then why wouldn't you do that? Well, I guess now I can't play my favorite art forests in those type of decks. What's another one? Ayula is another. There's a spirit bear that is a snowy bear who likes you to have snow. And it's just like, well, there's only so many bears. I guess I'm going to play this one and also change all of my basics over. So even if it doesn't happen, like, on a widespread or whatever, there are definitely some commanders who it's just like, hey, if you're playing this commander and you want access to this card that synergizes directly with what your deck strategy is all about, you are wrong to play your favorite art on a basic land. And it's just like, come on, man, like that.
I think it's really hard. Like you said, you hinted at a couple, but, like, I think it's really hard to justify, because you can play so many basics in one and two color decks. And especially now that we have snow duels, even, like, that's another whole thing that we haven't even brought up, is there's snow duels that are fetchable.
I mean, I like those.
Like, it's so hard to justify not playing snow, because it's basically free. There's not, like, people talk, like, in Eldraine about how the spell lands that had basic types were effectively free, when they weren't really, but Snowlands are effectively free.
I was trying to find an example now where your commander specifically wants non-snow basics over basics, or where your deck does. And the only real examples I could think of were Field of the Dead, because it cares about different named cards. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily want all non-snow lands, but you probably want to mix just to make that easier to hit that threshold. And maybe Realms Uncharted, which lets you tutor up four lands in different names. Maybe you want to split there too to maximize your potential. Outside of that, it was super corner case. Like, there were a few other cards. Stratus Scythe cares about the name of the land. Awakened Amalgam cares about the amount of lands you have in play with different names. There's a couple little things, but, like, those don't see play. So Field of the Dead and Realms Uncharted would be basically the only two. That's two cards.
Yeah, I think the problem here is we're looking for excuses to not play Snowlands.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so weird, because it's the most basic resource in the game. It is basic lands. And now we're trying to, like, figure out why should we not be playing a strictly better basic land. It's such a weird spot
right.
for commander players especially to be put in, because I don't know about you guys, but, like, I play Commander to get away from having to be right. Like, I want to just have fun and not worry about my basic lands beyond expressing myself. And now I do.
Well, so, yeah, like, so this is, I don't know, maybe this might be Joey's soapbox moment, or at least leading into it. So prepare your butts, people, I guess. But, like, so if I'm a listener and I'm listening to these three Magic community members gripe once again about some Magic issue that's come up, I'm kind of like, all right, guys, let's go to Occam's Razor. If you don't like it, don't play it. And yeah, like, Of course. I actually totally subscribe to that. Like, there's a very clean argument to be made that if I love these specific islands from my Elegith deck, then I should just play those. And if I don't like it, don't play it is a philosophy that I'm already subscribing to in a lot of ways. Like, I'm not running Hole Breacher. Mm-hmm. I'm not winning with infinite combo and drawing my whole deck every single game. That's already a choice that I'm making in a whole lot of ways. But what's interesting about Commander design, at least recently, is that it occasionally presents us with this conundrum where we choose between what is enjoyable versus what is powerful. And it's frustrating that Wizards is repeatedly banging that drum. Snow is, for me at least, kind of just a microcosm of a more pervasive issue. It's not about snow specifically. It's just that it's dangerous to hang power balancing effects upon community and player responsibility rather than counterbalancing it with effective card design.
Well, and it's not even about like the whole like playing snow basics, but like if you're not playing snow basics, you're cutting yourself out from a whole swath of new cards that otherwise, Joe, you mentioned, what was it, two cards for your Elegith deck that you would like to be playing, but it all hinges on that snow decision. So like, yes, it is one specific decision that people might be making, but by doing so, like one way or another, you're either including or taking out an entire subset of cards that you would like to play otherwise. Yeah. And it's just, it's not as effective otherwise.
Yeah, that's just it. It's not even really about power here. It's just that if you also want to play these fun new cards, it cannot coexist with the other creative artwork that you've grown attached to that we've put into this game for decades. The desire for self-expression and the game's aesthetic enjoyment should not come at the expense of the enjoyable aspects of gameplay. Like that tension, choose the art you like versus the cards you like, that's not cool to put into the brains of your player base. And what's frustrating is that they know this. Pros like LSV have railed against that for like years at this point. It's like we saw this with Modern Horizons. They know this and they still went through with the exact designs here. And it's like, come on. So I hinted earlier at the very top that like this is feedback that WotC has specifically solicited, which is kind of why we're making a whole content about this. In an episode of Good Morning Magic approximately a week ago, Gavin Verhey said that this was feedback they knew about and had heard a lot of after Modern Horizons introduced a bunch of those new snow cards. And he proceeds to say in this episode that this is something they were really definitely that they kept on their minds when designing Kaldheim, and that they incorporated lessons they learned from past sets with snow into Kaldheim and the feedback from players about those effects into Kaldheim. And then like 15 seconds later, he's like, now there's only one snow hate card, just one. So maybe it doesn't address the feedback. So I'm curious to hear what you think. And I'm like, well, okay, this is what it is. This is what we think. This is the feedback that was solicited by Wizards of the Coast staff. One snow hate card does not address the feedback or community concerns. And that's what's a little bit frustrating here.
And I don't even think one single hate bear that kind of hates on snowlands, I don't think the current hate bear just having the snowlands enter the battlefield tapped, I don't think that's much, if any, of a disincentivization.
If I was told every white deck I played against was running Redain, I still don't know if that's a disincentive to play it.
So
that's how ineffective that particular piece of hate is.
Yeah.
And again, I think we should stress here, I don't think any of us are particularly mad about this. And it's not that, like we said, it's not a game breaking thing.
Yeah. I use my passionate content creator voice because I want it to be entertaining to listen to. But
we're not mad. We're just disappointed.
If I want to play the fun stuff, it shouldn't come at the expense of the aesthetic stuff. Like you said before, I guess at the end of the day, playing snow, it turns out there is actually a cost to playing snow. The cost isn't some potential downside that your opponents would take advantage of. It's not some cool card that you can't play alongside snow. The cost isn't a punishment in gameplay. The cost of playing snow is your aesthetic enjoyment. And in the long line of Lord Farquaad's, Wizards decided that is a price that I am willing to make.
I mean, like you said and hinted at, it stinks that like this is what we chose to make our Rec Room about. But like all three of us, like we're very emotionally stirred, you might say, about the state of snow. But like Kaldheim itself, like outside of the snow mechanic, is absolutely juiced. Like there's a lot of really, really cool stuff in Kaldheim. We're all very excited about it. But like this, if we were to nitpick, like this is definitely something that like I've heard several other content creators out there nitpicking at. I know I quote them all the time, but Jerry Thompson and Brian Gottlieb on the Game Podcast, they had a really, really good breakdown, even for competitive players in 60 card formats, saying there's no reason not to be playing this. And a single hate bear that's not enough to make people not want to play snow, because otherwise it's effectively free. Like that's the same thing we're experiencing here. So it is a very polarizing thing in the Magic community right now.
Was that a pun? Did you just pun?
I did. The North polarizing or the South polarizing?
I can't.
You're welcome. You are welcome.